You're listening to Engage with Andy Bush. To connect with the program today, please send an email to andrew.bush@comcast.net. That's andrew.bush@comcast.net. Now, back to this week's program.
Welcome back to Engage with Andy Bush and our monthly nonprofit show. This show can be found on iTunes by downloading the free podcast app and searching for Engage with Andy Bush. Now, this show also appears on Voice America and AndrewBush.com. CEO of LM Dietlin & Associates, Lisa Dietlin, is my co-host. And Lisa, it's always a pleasure to have you on.
You know, this is my favorite time of the month because we get to talk everything nonprofit and share with many listeners all the wonderful ways they're making a difference. I'm so excited about our next guest.
Yes, and in this segment, we're joined by Shelley Davis, the Executive Director of Forest Preserve Foundation. This nonprofit can be found at forestpreservefoundation.org. Shelley, welcome to Engage Nonprofit.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
All right. Well, this time of year that many people in the Chicagoland area are enjoying the outdoors and many use the forest preserves that are in Cook County. You know, give us an example of what your group does and its mission. You know, what programs does your organization fund? All these wonderful things, because if I remember correctly, there's something like 69,000 acres of forest preserve in Cook County.
That's right. Isn't that amazing?
It's astonishing. I give Lisa credit. She told me that right before we got on, so I have to steal that from her. But I had no idea it was that many. I mean, and no wonder why your organization is needed.
That's right. The forest preserves are 69,000 acres spread across 103 miles. We're 11% of the land mass.
Wow.
Cook County.
Wow. 11%. Wow.
11%. It's so cool. So I'll just tell you a little bit about the foundation. The Forest Preserve Foundation has been active since 2012. So we started in 2006, and the economy changed, and we were dormant for a few years, but really became active in 2012 and have been growing rapidly since 2012. Our role is to raise private funds, so engage the public and donors at all levels to give to the forest preserves so we can expand public programming in the preserves. And it's super exciting.
So what are some of those programs? You know what some of my favorites are, but tell the listeners what some of the programs are.
Well, one thing that we're really excited about right now is that the forest preserves did a big capital improvement in the preserves to open family campgrounds. So this spring, five family campgrounds scattered throughout the preserves will be open to the public.
So that my favorite.
That means instead of driving to Wisconsin like my family has done in the past, or driving to Kentucky like my family continues to do to go camping, because I love mountains, we will have five family campgrounds that are open and accessible to the public starting this spring. And our role at the Forest Preserve Foundation was to raise resources so that folks that are new campers or first-time campers may not have all the gear associated with camping, like, so may not have a tent, may not have outdoor cookware, may not have sleeping bags, can actually take advantage of campgrounds even without investing in all the equipment, which actually can be a lot.
So where do they get it? From my favorite place.
So people can come to the campgrounds, and if they're organized groups, they can participate in what we're calling a camping leadership immersion course. That's a mouthful. Mm. It's based in Camp Sullivan, which is an oak forest, and they can learn the leadership skills of camping and learn how to use the gear, and then bring back out an organized group of youth or teenagers or whoever, so they can then lead a group camping experience.
So we funded
the equipment so people could actually use it in the campgrounds. Yes, Andy.
So I was just going to say, so real quick, I mean, what you're doing is it's free equipment usage, right? You have this available for people to use, and they don't even have to pay a fee for that. Is that right?
That's right. It's either no cost or low cost fee based on what folks need. And so we don't have to worry about, so people don't have to worry about, oh, I'd really like to try this, but I don't even know where to begin. I spent hours walking around the stores trying to figure out what else our family needs, and not everybody has that kind of time or knows where to start. Luckily, I'm married to a Boy Scout, so he takes care of all that. But people can enjoy it without having to worry. We also have been supporting family campouts, and there'll be several days throughout the summer season and the fall season that'll be similar. That is really based not on organized groups, but on family groups that can then also learn how to use the equipment, borrow the equipment, use it, get it, and then return it. And then it's, of course, washed and sterilized for the next use. So we really want to make the campgrounds as accessible to the public as possible.
That's fantastic. I mean, in an urban setting, to have that so close by, and given so many of the issues that Chicago has that occur in the summer, I think it's probably a wonderful respite for these families to get away from that, to come together, to do things that give them wonderful experiences.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely the point.
And what I'm most impressed about with the Forest Preserve Foundation is the fact that the Forest Preserves have been around a long time, though the foundation for folks to be supportive, the Forest Preserves itself was a visionary moment in Chicago history, wasn't it, Shelley?
That's right. So the Forest Preserves are 100 years old this year, and we're celebrating all year long. It's
happy
amazing.
Birthday!
Yeah, I know. Isn't it cool? So, yeah, 100 years ago, leaders of our community predicted the growth of Chicago, and they wanted to make sure that some natural land was preserved and protected so folks could come and enjoy it for pleasure. They could have educational opportunities as well as recreational activities. And since I came on board to the foundation, I didn't realize that we have 300 miles of trails for hiking or biking, that there are 22 restored habitats, that there are 40 managed lakes and ponds and 7 waterways.
In our own backyard, Andy. Yeah. I'll meet you there this weekend.
No, I mean, I I'm out in DuPage County, but Chicago has, and to me, it's just kind of, it's like a mystery to me where all these things are. What do you get out of the headlines? You hear all these battles in City Hall about funding for the forest preserves and things like that, but you rarely hear about where they are, what they do, and how important they are. I guess the question I have for you, Shelley, is why is it important for youth and children to learn about forest preserves and the nature that exists inside of them?
Yeah, I mean, we know that people are more plugged in now than they ever are before, and kids too. You know, they just don't have enough opportunities to get outside in a safe environment. There's writing that says that, you know, some kids are experiencing what they call nature deficit disorder. That means that really they become fearful of the outdoors because it's so foreign to them. So the preserves offer a place where we have free environmental education, where we can engage kids and the adults in their lives so they actually can come out and enjoy it in a safe environment and learn that nature is for all of us. And it's also a public asset. So all of us taxpayers pay into the forest preserves. It is for us. It belongs to us, and we should feel welcome and included in that environment.
You know, what you say about this next generation being so plugged in, I have two examples. One is I was at a Girl Scout camp, Camp CEO, at their Camp Butterfield last year and the year before, and you're absolutely right. These young women, especially those from the urban setting, you know, were sort of freaking out about mosquitoes and bugs, and I was
right.
Like, they're okay, you know, don't be worried, and they're screaming, and these are high school girls, they're not children. And then one of my kindergarten best friends, she said when her granddaughter came up from Texas, like, she had never had her feet in the grass, and
wow.
Just found it really foreign.
Yeah. I've seen that too. I've walked on some of the trails with either middle school or high school kids, and it can be they are experiencing real fear. They are experiencing real fear. And so we want to make sure that we offer enough programming and support enough programming to get rid of that fear, to really recognize that, yeah, we belong here. Well, you know, we belong. It is completely natural, and it should be relaxing to be outside.
Well, Shelley, give us a success story or how this has made a difference in a child's life or an adult's life.
Well, I think I have a couple of success stories. One is that we support the Memorial Bench and Tree Program for the preserves. That means that people can purchase a bench or a tree, have it installed in their favorite preserve. So I hear stories all the time where people say, Bussy Woods or Camp Reinberg was a place that my family used to go to on a weekly basis, and that's what we remember most fondly about whoever passed or whoever we want to honor. And so that makes me always feel good that we're able to support those families to remember their loved one in a place that was very special to their family and to hold so many family memories.
Go ahead.
The other thing is that some of the programming that we supported in the past has made sure that kids learn about what's happening in, not just happening in the preserves, but get exposed to the preserves. One of the programs that we supported for a couple of years was Citizen Scientists in Action, which is about engaging kids 13 to 18 to learn how to do environmental stewardship. That means how to be caretakers of our beautiful earth. And they would learn about which plants are native to our region, which plants shouldn't be in our woods. They would learn how to record those plant species and participate in data collection. And we were able to support 90 participants from several organizations at the beginning in 2012, and now we've been able to support over 540 participants in 21 organizations in 2014.
Amazing. That's fantastic.
Yeah,
so Lisa, did you have a question?
No, I was going to say, all that happening in our own backyard, and, you know, we don't know about it, or we don't take advantage of it, and it's such a great resource, the Forest Preserve Foundation, and to think it's been here for 100 years doing just this, you know, when families say, I was here when I was a kid. I love that story.
Yeah. Yeah, we hear those stories all the time. And people move around so much these days. That's what another person called and told me. They said, you know, our family moves. People don't stay in the same place all the time. So they wanted to do a memorial tree for the grandfather of their family because the forest preserves would be here, whereas they would, you know, sell a house and move someplace else, but they would have a touchstone of where their family could celebrate.
So, you know, everyone hears about all the challenges in Chicago, whether it be, you know, the violence or, you know, the infrastructure. And I'm thinking more at the 30,000-foot view of the fiscal problems that take place. We hear about the deficit. We hear about the, you know, the budget woes. And as Andy said, the arguments in city council about the forest preserves. How much does that impact you? And is that where the Forest Preserve Foundation is really needing individual support?
That's right. So the forest preserve budget, I don't want to speak to that since I'm not a forest preserve district employee. I will tell you that the budget is for restoration, management, land management, and land acquisition. We know that to have the forest preserves protected for another 100 years, we need to make sure that we engage the public as much as possible. So we have that next generation of constituents that really understand the value. So when budget times get hard, there still are people that say, we know the forest preserves are still really important to our community and to our civic life. So the purpose of our foundation is to make sure that we're engaging individuals and groups and families so they see the value of the preserves. And they see the value not only with increased visitorship, but with increased giving. And that way we can keep programming going even in tough fiscal times.
Right. Okay. Shelley Davis from ForestPreserveFoundation.org, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. It was absolutely my pleasure.
All right, Lisa, let's take a time out. You're listening to Engage with Andy Bush, our nonprofit special. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.